Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Well, the most important thing is self-esteem. The people that we read about, the people that we admire, the Elon Musks, the Steve Jobs, the Warren Buffetts, etc., all have one thing in common. They have extremely high self-esteem. Of course, you've heard me say this before, self-esteem is built the first 7 or 8 years of life. And unfortunately, we're with our parents the first 7 or 8 years of life. We don't have too much high self-esteem. But to build high self-esteem, and the way you build high self-esteem, if you're 25, 35, or 45, is to be around, surround yourself with other people that have high self-esteem. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. And so you can reverse your childhood by who you associate with. You find people that are where you want to be, but they're already there. You're 22 years old, you're 32, you're 41 years old, and there's a guy or a gal who's 45 years old who is where you want to be. They've accomplished a lot of things. If you're into, they're saving the world, they're using their money for good causes, go associate with those people. Be around those people. And they're easy to find, but they're not going to knock on your door. They're not going to come to your apartment or your flat and ask you, oh, can I help you? Gallup did a poll in 2016 worldwide. 87.6% of all the people on the planet, 87.6% of all the people on the planet are unhappy. Of everybody that walks the face of the earth, 7.65 billion people are unhappy. Most of the people that are engaged in personal development aren't serious. They're just, it takes up 3 or 4 or 5 hours of their time a week. And so they're fiddle farting around and they're not taking it serious. How many of you can say that you're serious about it? How many of you can actually say that you're trying to be all you can be? Now, I won't insult you by asking you to raise your hand because you'll just lie. We all know what the real answer is, don't we? You're not. And so if you want to be all that you can be, and if you want to be a high-performance person, and you don't have to be, 98% of all the high-performance people on the planet are introverts. Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates have something in common. They're introverts just like you. Introverts meaning that you don't say what you really feel. Introverts is you don't... You don't act as if you really wanted to show the person that you don't disagree with them. Introverts are when your parents were telling you when you were growing up, you just put your head down and kept your mouth shut. And that's why you're introverted now as adults. As you can plainly see, I wasn't raised that way. My father said, if you've got something in your mind, it should come out of your lips. If you've got something in your mind, it should come out your mouth, Dan. And God knows, I took it to heart, and I've lived that way all my life. At the TED Talk I gave a couple days ago, it was quite interesting when I told them that I've been talking like this since I was a teenager. Well, I'll be 74 in a couple months, so it is some time ago. But the point is that I had self-esteem. I didn't know till I got grown up and was an adult that everybody didn't have self-esteem. I didn't understand that. I didn't realize that everybody didn't have self-confidence. I didn't realize that everybody didn't have self-worth.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Because the kids that I hung with all were like I was. I was doing some research for my talk, and I looked up Heineken. Gerard Heineken, who was the founder of Heineken Beer in 1864, he talked his rich mother. Heineken's come from a wealthy family even before the beer. He talked his mother into buying a brewery in 1864, which they then turned into Heineken. Gerard was a hard ass, tough as nails. Now, I didn't know him, I'm not that old, but I did know Freddie Heineken, the old man, and he was hard ball buster. Now, I don't know his daughter, the current CEO of Heineken, but I'm told she's a ball buster. I did know Steve Jobs. I do know Elon Musk. I do know Warren Buffett. And they're all ball busters. Success leaves clues, kids. I just named five of the greatest names in business in the last 150 years. And they all have one thing in common. They're ball busters. They're hard as nails. Where does that leave you? I'm the only speaker that you're ever going to hear that really, with all his heart, doesn't give a shit. If I leave here, you liking me, I did something wrong. You think Elon Musk wants to fit in? We know the answer is no, right? You want to fit in because you had poor role models at home. Most everybody in this room is a pleaser. You want to be liked. 98% of the high-performance people are introverts. 98% of the high-performance people on the planet, they want to be liked. But being liked doesn't get you a raise when you're working for whoever you're working for. I don't care about saving the world, but I want you to be able to save the world. I know what it is to be kicked in the teeth and my teeth be on the pavement. I know what that feels like. I know the humiliation. Forget the pain. You get over the pain. Growth only comes through pain. For those that have read about being an athlete, okay, no pain, no gain. It's the same in life. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. I remember what Amsterdam and Rotterdam looked like in 1952 and 53 as a little kid. Flat, bombed out. You could pick up Nazi war helmets in the rubble. When I was here from beginning of 52 to the end of 53, during the Korean War, my dad was an army officer and he was able to bring his dependents here. We were stationed in France, but Berlin, I mean, most of Europe was flat. So I know what it looked like, I know what it looks like now, but the people that had the big, much more expanded comfort zones were your grandparents that fought the Germans. You know, and they had hard times. But I mean, you haven't fought anybody except your waistline. And most of you are losing that. Muhammad Ali, which used to be Cassius Clay, the great fighter, arguably one of the greatest fighters ever, he was talking since he's 14, 15 years old, I'm the greatest. Before he ever had a professional fight. In athletics, it's more accepted to talk shit. You've been trained, keep your head down, don't embarrass yourself, don't embarrass the family, don't say things that may not happen. And I do just the opposite. I tell you to set goals beyond your lifetime. I tell you to set goals as soon as humanly possible. When kids come to me, they want to make a million, 10 million, you know, and then when they've made 100 million, they say, Mr. Peña, we would have never, ever dreamt that we could create 100 million until we met you. And I wanted the poor kids to understand that they had a methodology. There was a methodology used by one of them, and I'm considered for poor. They don't believe that I'm poor now, but I mean that was once poor and got in a lot of trouble. You can do it if you want to do it bad enough. The operative part of that little description is if you want it bad enough. You will never exceed your highest expectation. You will never exceed your highest, craziest thought. Never. That's a guarantee. And so then why, other than you've been taught by your parents in conventional wisdom, to set low goals? You know, what do you want your legacy to be? Some of you don't even want to talk. It's another thing you don't want to talk about. What's your legacy going to be?
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.